Hey, my SB family, this is Lady G coming to you. I'm always excited. I know you guys can hear it in my voice. I try to stay this way because if I'm not, you don't want to meet me. I'm a human being. Yes, I make mistakes. I hope you guys are having a very, very, very great weekend. We're about to get in another week. It started today because it is January 31st. I should have come on this platform Friday and talked to you. Hey, my fault. I was so busy. So I chose to complete everything and give you the best of me today. Last week, Monday, I told you I had something coming from my gut. From my gut. To you. And this is for my single mothers. Okay, this is for my single mothers, single dad as a parent, single mother as a parent. This is mainly for my single parent, females. Okay, so daddies, if you want to join in, you are very welcome to join in and listen to me speak to our ladies out here, because it's time that we pick up our pieces and get off our butts and get on this grind. So with that being said, let me just go ahead and apologize for being real and being myself, even though I don't owe nobody no apologies, but I'm just going to go ahead and get that out the way. Because the way things comes out, it might be a different way. You might take it different, okay? So I'm just going to go ahead and say I love you all, and I apologize for being real, but I am going to be myself, okay? All right. With that being said, today's topic, like I told you guys, is from my gut, truly from my gut. I had to think about this. I really had to think about it. I was sick for a minute, and then I got back on it, pushed myself to get back on it, and I got back on it. And so I have it for you, and here it goes. Today's topic is, what are you holding on to? As a single mother, female, what are you holding on to as a single parent? Girl, what exactly are you holding on to? Are you holding on to the shame, your past mistakes, or what people said about you? Or are you holding on to the fact that things didn't work out between you and him, or you and her, that led to the relationship crashing? What exactly are you holding on to? Are you holding on to something somebody said about you years ago that you just don't want to let go of that grudge? Are you staying on Grudgeville, on Grudge Street? Girl, I hope you're not. Because it's time for you to get up, my sister. It's time for you to push yourself. I understand as a single parent, single mothers, we did not choose to be single. A single parent. The task can be hard as hell, and you know it. Because if I know you know. It can be so hard sometimes that you just want to give up. But there is no such thing as giving up in your DNA. And I see it. I see right through you right now. Do not give up. Please do not give up. Because when you give up, guess who's watching? Your kids are watching you. Your kids are watching you. You are a role model in your kids' lives. So please, if I've never told you this, I'm telling you this now. Do not give up. If you gotta take time to go and cry, it's okay to sit in that closet and cry to God and tell him how you feel from the inside out. Because he's our child, trust me, he already knows how you feel. So do not give up. What I'm about to share with you is going to hurt you, or is going to hit you in the gut to reality. But this is life. This is life. You cannot testify if you haven't been through a test. You cannot give no testimony on anything that you have not experienced in life. See, life begins on the other side of fear and suffering. You are already on this side of the wall. Do not stop climbing. Push yourself the best way you know how and get to the other side. You already gone through a lot of shit in your life. You've been through so many things. You've paid for so many hurts, for so many pain. And now, today, is the time for you to start smiling. Never give up on yourself. As a single parent, a single mother, never give up on yourself. I reiterate, never give up on yourself. You have what it takes to make the next step. You have it in you. From a single parent like myself to you, another single parent, I have a few things to share with you. Respect yourself, or no one else will. There is nothing more powerful like a confident woman, a woman with confidence. A woman with confidence brings a lot of light to herself. The friends or the partner you choose will influence who you are and what you will become. So do yourself a favor. Surround yourself with people who you admire, people who are willing to uplift you, not bring you down, people who are willing to help you, not to destroy you. No matter what your mistakes, your past mistakes are, or your past mistakes were, you are worthy of love and happiness, and never settle for less. I don't care how hard the situation is. I don't care what a person can tell you to say, oh, without me, you can't make it. Let them know, with God, all things are possible. Please leave and I will be happy. It takes time to heal. Everything takes time. See, the house that we built, or the house or houses that are being built out here, you just don't see them building those houses in the daytime. No, they go out there to the architect to put all the stuff together, and the house is being built a day at a time, hours by hours, day by days. Yeah, so it takes time. Please believe that. You are deserving. You deserve all the love and happiness. So please don't settle. Do not try to be someone else that you're not. Give people, the right people, the chance to get to know the real you. Don't fake it, because you want them to see you for who you are and accept you for who you are. Even if you're mad, let them know you're mad. When your face is frowned, let them know, oh yeah, they see that funny attitude. They already know that you're mad. So it's okay for them to get to know that. Do not apologize for something about yourself that you believe in. Those are your beliefs. Never fear. Never be afraid. Because fear is going to stop us or stop you from reaching your higher potential, from you reaching your goals. And while you are on that journey to reaching your goals, don't forget, always try first. Do your best to consult your maker, your God, whoever you believe in. And tell them thank you while you're on that journey. It is never your responsibility. It is never your responsibility to keep or make other people happy. It's not your responsibility. You're not responsible for that. Nah, pay attention to how your boyfriend treats his mother and his sister. Because my God, that's how he's gonna treat you. When he treat them good, girl, you're gonna get the utmost treatment. You're gonna be treated like a queen that you are. You don't want somebody slapping you around, do you? You want somebody treating you good. Because if a man slapped you around and those kids are around, what's that gonna show? You don't want those kids saying that. So set your rules, set your boundaries, set it and stick to it. Stick to it and let them know, this is what I tolerate and this is what I don't tolerate. I'm not going to accept this. I'm not going to accept that. I'm not going to accept a man screaming at me if you can't talk to me with sense. And if we cannot communicate as an adult, then we don't need to communicate at all. Because there are some people out here that tells you, you know what? Speaking of that, let me just drop something on you guys. I was talking to this man and he told me that he don't like to argue. Okay. And he was like, the best form of communication is when two people are talking at the same time. Girl, I had to scratch my head on that one. I had to think about it. I was like, two people are talking at the same time. How are we understanding each other? What are we talking about? Because you're talking, I'm talking. That's going to turn into something else, right? That's a dispute right there. I'm thinking to myself. I'm like, okay. And then I go to ask him a question and he gets mad. I was like, child, this ain't for me. I'm like, this is not for me. So I know you know what I'm talking about. You might not have come across this, but I'm just sharing this with you. I thought you should know this. I thought it was funny to me. Because for a grown man to start talking this way, an educated man, that question mark was just too big in my head that I could see it on top of his head. So to my single parents, I want to leave these words with you. In closing, when you look at your life right now, you are the ingredient to your life. I know you're like, what are you talking about, Lady G? Sweetheart, you are the ingredient to your life. When I say you are the ingredient to your life, this is what I mean. You have a cake to make. You have your eggs, your milk, your oil, flour, whatever it takes, sugar. You miss one thing, that cake is gonna go bad, right? Okay. So think about your life. You wanna be happy. The ingredient to you being happy, what is it? If it's you reaching your goals, you have the power to reach that. You can put that in a pot. The next thing, the time to reach your goals, you have that. You know how to manage that time. Next one, value yourself. You know what it takes to value yourself. You have that ingredient. You want to achieve some kind of goal by going to school? The ingredient, you know the time to set to study. You know the time to set to take your quizzes, do your homework. You have all that in place. So, with that being said, you have the ingredient to your life. And while you are making the necessary adjustments, never forget to love yourself first. Never forget to always put yourself first, because when you put yourself first, you are going to always have respect for yourself. Your mental state, you work on that, physical and emotional, is also going to align up right. And after you do that, when those kids come to you, you will know how to handle them. I kid you not. You will know how to keep them in check. You will know where to say, hey, you can go ahead and do that. This is what you're supposed to do. This is what you're not supposed to be doing. And you'll be able to instill some good training in your babies. So from a single mother, Lady G myself, to you, my single sisters, single parent out there raising your kids or your kid the best way you know how. You are doing a phenomenal job. You are doing a great job. Keep on working hard and never lose focus on who you are and where you're going. I love you. When we meet again, stay safe and stay blessed.